Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Combines are rolling in Kentucky wheat fields as the wheat harvest gets underway for 2018. National Ag Statistics Service Eastern Mountain Region Director Dave Knopf says farmers could see another record wheat yield this year.
I thought with the later than usual spring that may put some downward pressure on the yields, but according to the survey that was conducted at the 1st of May, yields were looking quite promising at that time.
Knopf says an unusual spring growing season may have been better than expected.
81 bushels per acre, which would be up 4 bushels from 2017. It's interesting, if you look at the trend over the last 30 years, on average, we've been increasing wheat yields about 1 bushel per year. So this isn't unusual that we would see a year-to-year increase of 4 bushels, although, you know, weather conditions from the 1st of May and till the end of May are largely going to determine what the wheat yield is going to be this year.
He adds the number of wheat acres grown this year are a little down from previous years.
Last fall, farmers seeded 440,000 acres, with about 300,000 of those acres to be harvested for grain this year. And we always see a number of acres that are not harvested, either because they're seeded only as a cover crop, or maybe conditions weren't that great and the producer decided not to harvest those acres.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Although many farmers have said the last few years they plan to grow less wheat, Knopf says he is not surprised that numbers have not changed drastically.
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with just the cropping practices. They want to have that crop rotation. And, I think there's still some money to be made in wheat, even though it may not be what it was a few years ago. However, you know,
although the National Ag Statistics Service does not predict prices, he says price trends could be favorable for farmers this year.
The prospects for prices on wheat are not necessarily terribly discouraging. They're, you know, potentially have some chances for some upward movement on price. So we'll see what happens over the next few months, and we have to see exactly what's harvested. Again, sometimes, you know, there's some late decisions to decide not to harvest something that was planted.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.